Now here the parish priest has got this sister-in-law that won't come to his church, and he was going up here to hear Davies. He gave Davies a fit, I mean, complaining with the colonial government about Davies disrupting the peace of the community and stuff like that, which is a frequent charge against preachers disturbing the peace, according to that definition of what peace meant. So when he was 11 years old, living down at Studley with his mom and dad, who was a constable, his dad was, who had to carry out summonses against the dissenters for preaching without a license and everything else. They would ride 4 miles with him. Patrick would ride 4 miles with his mother and granddaddy up to Paul Green for worship on Sundays. And before his death, Patrick said, Samuel Davies taught me what an orator should be. That name at Pulling, when I was about that, talking to groups, conducting the tour around, even to children, when I mentioned Patrick Henry Worship here where you're standing, well, their eyes brighten up because they know that name. Which is, by the way, the technique, as you notice here, is they use it, the person of Thomas Jefferson to tell the story. Yeah. They started to use the person of Patrick Henry and changed along the way as the project developed. So it wound up with Jefferson, which is all right.
Yeah.
But by the way, what did you think of this as a piece of education material? Did you find
it? I liked it. I liked it. I enjoyed the framing with Jefferson talking about religious liberty and his statute of religious freedom, 1786, and then hearkening back to what he presents, a little-known episode in our history, and this is where it begins.
Yeah, good, good. We've heard a lot of good things from people that we don't know, so they're not just trying to be nice, I think, about the book, and about this. Mm-hmm. And I've really heard kind of a number of communications from people I've never met yet, saying that until they read my book, they just did not realize that there was ever a state church in Virginia. Yeah. And they were surprised by that. Mm-hmm. They thought everybody had free to do what they wanted to do. Once they hit the beach over here, it wasn't like that at all.
Right.
Even worse up in Puritan New England. Mm-hmm. They wanted freedom of religion up there for the Puritans. But if you weren't, you might wind up in Iraq or something.
Yeah.
Victim of a witch hunt or something. So I think Virginia's got a great story here to tell.
Do you think that Paul Green, because it is connected to the struggle for religious liberty, in some ways the beginnings of religious liberty, do you think that Paul Green is a site that really not just Virginians but Americans should know about?
Oh yeah. By the way, after Dan did his thing, Mal, we started immediately seeking recognition beyond us. And the first stage you go through usually is that the Commonwealth lists you as a National Historic Place. Mm-hmm. Well, Virginia did that and passed the nomination on to what. So we own the National Register now. But our next stage was we want to move from a National Historic Place to a National Historic Landmark. It's an honorific thing, both of them are honorific.
Yeah.
But the landmark is one that people take the most pride in. Mm-hmm. And probably gets the most publicity.
Yeah.